Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am in. Donald Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Donald Henry, is a 68-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6/24/21, but he was installing a heating unit where the heater fell off the high lift and he tried to catch it. But as a result, he injured his left shoulder, but he went to Jefferson Emergency Room afterwards. But further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a complete tear of the supraspinatus tendon, period. He did not undergo any surgery for this, but he states that it was put on hold secondary to COVID and then heart issues. Period. Mr. Henry admits to injuring his left biceps in 2008, but denies having any treatment then. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Henry caught an air conditioning unit during an installation adjustment and injured his left shoulder and left arm. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Virtua Occupational on 6/25/21. Period. He reported installing a heating unit the previous evening at 6 p.m., but as he was trying to fit it into a small closet, the unit slipped off the lift, and he had to catch it with his left arm. But he then noticed sharp pain in the shoulder. But his pain worsened by this morning. But he did have a previously torn left proximal biceps tendon. He was also currently taking hydrocodone for severe arthritis, osteoarthritis of the left knee. Period. He denied any previous shoulder injuries. Period. He was diagnosed with a left shoulder sprain and referred for an MRI. Period. MRI was done on 7/28/21. It showed complete full-thickness tear of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons, tendonitis, bursitis, effusion, and acromioclavicular joint fluid. Paired new paragraph. He then followed up orthopedically with Dr. Ponzio, such as on 8/2/21. Period. He noted there is an association between patients with biceps tears and development of rotator cuff tear. Period. His mechanisms of injury and physical exam are associated with rotator cuff tear. Period. His exam was not consistent with osteoarthritis or AC joint arthritis. Period. He had undergone the aforementioned MRI. Period. A semicromial steroid personal injection was instilled. Period. Dr. Ponzio deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work full-time and full duty. Period. If his shoulder symptoms intensified and were not manageable with medications, rest, and ice, he would be agreeable to a shoulder replacement. Period. It would first be necessary to review prior records relative to his prior work-related injury to determine if his rotator cuff tear arthropathy is work-related to his prior incident. Period. At that time, scratch that. New paragraph on 9/7/22. Dr. Ponzio performed a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He noted the results of the MRI from July 28, 2021. Period. Upon exam, he was found to have minimally reduced range of motion about the shoulder. Period. He was diagnosed with irreparable symptomatic rotator cuff tear and glenohumeral arthritis. period, he recommended conservative care and expressed the process for surgery. Period. He also noted that in 2012, MRI did not show a rotator cuff tear. Period. However, he had physical findings and symptoms of a biceps tear at the proximal long head of the biceps. Period. Dr. Wexler was appropriate to treat this non-operatively. Period. Although the MRI did not mention a biceps tear, comma, often the tendon of the biceps, comma, once torn, comma, becomes entrapped in the biceps groove. Period. For that reason, the MRI mentioned that the biceps was in the groove. Period. Further, there were age-related biceps tear. Period. However, years preceding the 2021 incident and scratch that. Further, there were age-related changes to the rotator cuff, parentheses, tendinosis, and partial rotator cuff tear, close parentheses, period. Progression to a full retracted tear is associated with patients who incur a biceps tear. Period. However, years preceding the 2021 incident and following the 2011 incident, Donald reportedly was not having ongoing problems, ongoing symptoms, and did not have an acute event. Period. Although the MRI suggested a chronic rotator cuff tear with retraction and humeral head elevation, the preponderance of the clinical information links Donald's current shoulder condition to the 2021 work incident as an exacerbation of pre-existing rotator cuff and glenohumeral pathology. Period. He discussed treatment options, noting his condition supports the medical necessary for additional treatment. Period. He was out of work due to a cardiac condition, but he was being seen by the cardiologist to determine if he would be cleared to return to work. Period. He returned, scratch that, on 12/13/11, Dr. Wexler, W-E-T-Z-L-E-R, noted on 11/28/11, he felt something pop in his left shoulder and noticed a defect in the arm. Period. Exam showed a Popeye muscular deformity with obvious rupture of the long head of the biceps. Period. He opined there could be some rotator cuff tendonitis as well as the ruptured biceps. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the shoulder. Period. It follow up on 1/10/12. He reported it gave him relief, but the pain had since recurred. Period. He performed another corticosteroid injection to the shoulder and referred him for an MRI. Period. Left shoulder MRI was done on 1/17/12. Period. It showed a partial thickness articular side tear of the supraspinatus tendon as well as infraspinatus tendinosis. Period. He had mild degenerative osteoarthritis of the left acromion clavicular joint. Period. There was a possible slap tear versus prominence of the sublabral foramen. Period. As clinically warranted, this finding may be followed up with an MR arthrogram. Period. Dr. Wexler reviewed these results with him on 1/18/12, noting it did not comment about a biceps rupture. Period. They were going to observe him and performed an injection. Period. On 2/15/12, he reported improvement with the injection. Period. He followed up with Dr. Wexler through 8/1/12. Period. It was noted he had been discharged in April 2012 on 4/18/12. Period. They, on 8/1/12, they did talk about an injection, but he would be seen back in 4 weeks for reevaluation if necessary. Period. On physical exam, he found slightly positive Neer and Hawkins maneuvers. Period. No rotator cuff weakness. Comma, he had good internal and external rotation strength. Period. He did have a history of a ruptured biceps on that side. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He had scarring on the right thenar eminence that he attributed to poking it with a bar. Pretty also had left thumb surgery after a torn ligament. Period. Extremities upper. Motion of the left shoulder was mildly limited in abduction to 160 degrees and external rotation to 70 degrees, but was otherwise full. Without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle test was 5-5. For resisted left shoulder abduction and 4+/5 for external rotation. Period. Manual muscle testing was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period. Shoulder maneuvers. He had a positive Jurgensen's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. The rest of the shoulder maneuvers are normal. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. Impressions. Donald Henry reportedly injured his left shoulder at work on 6/24/21 when he attempted to prevent part of an air conditioning unit from falling. I'm sorry, heating unit from falling. Period. He was seen the next day by virtual occupational health. Period. He underwent a left shoulder MRI on 7/28/21 to be inserted here. Period. It was not compared to any prior studies. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Henry freely admitted that he had torn the left biceps tendon previously, and this was treated conservatively. Period. In fact, he was seen by Dr. Wetzler and had a left shoulder MRI on 1/17/12 to be inserted here. Period. He also saw Dr. Ponzio and on 8/2/21 expressed how he did not wish to proceed with a reverse shoulder arthroplasty. Period. He opined the condition of the appearance of the shoulder joint is consistent with a chronic rotator cuff tear that preceded his recent work-related incident to the left shoulder. Period. He commented that Donald had prior shoulder problems from a work activity documented 4 to 5 years ago when he tore his biceps. Period. However, Dr. Ponzio did not have his prior medical records regarding that injury. Period. Donald confirmed he never underwent an MRI. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. He did accept corticosteroid injection therapy to the left shoulder with improvement. Period. He saw Dr. Ponzio through 9/7/22. Period. At that time, he explained the complete rotator cuff tear at the left shoulder is a chronic condition. Period. Although the objective findings prior to the incident and medical documents did not support a full thickness retracted rotator cuff tear, comma, the extent of this retraction, comma, condition of the tendon, comma, and elevation of the humeral head suggests that the rotator cuff tear was pre-existing. Period. He also had spontaneous rupture of the left biceps tendon period. They again discussed possible reverse shoulder arthroplasty. Period. Although further treatment was recommended, Mr. Henry was out of work due to an underlying cardiac condition. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be mildly reduced range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. He had mildly reduced manual muscle testing. Strength in left shoulder abduction and external rotation. Period. Jurgensen's maneuver on the left was positive, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. This is for the orthopedic residuals of his rotator cuff tear. Treated conservatively. Period. It was superimposed upon prior left shoulder pathology, including a tear of the biceps tendon. Period. Dr. Ponzio discussed the potential for reverse shoulder arthroplasty, but Mr. Henry declined pursuing that path. Period. There, he has been able to continue in the workforce in a full duty capacity, also as an HVAC mechanic. Period. And that is the end.